This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The People's Republic of China, Xi Jinping, in his third term as absolute master of the Chinese Communist Party, what is to be done? I welcome Peter Berkowitz, who at the Hoover Institution writes passionately about Asian policy because part of his work was Asia when he was at the State Department during the first Trump term. Now it's the second Trump term. We're at the moment of decision-making in the Trump administration about China. And Peter points me in his most recent column for Real Clear Politics to a document from the China Economic and Strategy Initiative, which describes itself as a nonprofit research organization, surprisingly similar to work that Peter and his allies turned out at the State Department once upon a time. I'm looking at a document that is humbly entitled The Elements of the China Challenge. That was then. This is now. Same challenge. So let's look at what is to be done for the Trump administration. Peter, a very good evening to you. In the document from the State Department back then, before the Biden team, you identified the Uyghurs as an example of the outrageous conduct of the People's Republic of China that must be in some fashion confronted. In your measure, these last 4 years of the Biden administration, has there been follow-through on that, or are we back at the place you were in about 2019? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, we have not made enough progress in taking seriously the China challenge, and specifically in regard to the Uyghurs. As you know, and I'm sure much of your audience knows, the Uyghurs have been committing crimes against humanity, and the Chinese Communist Party has been committing crimes against humanity, genocide against the Uyghurs for many years now. This was an official finding of Mike Pompeo, which he issued just days before he left office. And this finding of crimes against humanity and genocide of a people was embraced by the Biden administration, the incoming Biden administration, by Secretary of State Blinken. And to punish the Chinese Communist Party, what did the Biden administration do? They declined to send government officials to celebrate the Winter Olympics in Beijing in 2022. Now, this, of course, is not even a slap on the wrist for genocide. If you're Xi Jinping, what's most important to you about the Beijing Olympics? That America's beautiful and graceful young athletes are there in Beijing competing alongside athletes from around the world. You're probably popping bottles of champagne that you don't have to spend time with the boring diplomats. So, no, I don't think we have responded as a great power ought when we have proclaimed to the world that we have evidence that China is committing crimes against humanity and genocide.
All right, it is now January 2025 at the State Department. The China challenge is now in front of us. The China Economic and Strategy Initiative has 8 recommendations. We begin, because you're familiar with the apparatus of the state, we begin with their first charge. It's very bold. Build an NSC to lead and win. How does that actually come about, to lead and win? It sounds like a good goal, but what does it look like?
Exactly. And the authors of this report, I was a commissioner for the undertaking, but not someone who did the heavy lifting of researching and writing it. All the proposals, beginning with the first one, are intended to take seriously the practicality of the matter. So in order for there to be a concerted effort to compete effectively with the Chinese Communist Party in the economic realm, something's got to lead it. And the report suggests that it should be led out of the National Security Council in the White House, and that it should have the group leading it should have a head. Call him a strategic competition coordinator, the SSC. He or she will also be a deputy national security advisor, and his or her task will be to design and execute the president's policies for engaging in economic competition with China and prevailing.
You also want an is it called NSDD? Is that how you do it at state?
Yes.
You want one of those. What does it look like?
That's going to come actually from the president. And what this will do is lay out the general lines of effort that the United States government must undertake to compete more effectively with China. So it will involve directives concerning supply chains, concerning violations of international law, concerning Chinese illicit ways of investing in the American economy, lines of effort for creating new coalitions to compete more effectively with the Chinese. That sort of thing should be laid out, at least in broad terms, in the National Security Decision Directive.
All right. Action 2 recommended. Deploy a winning economic strategy. Now, Peter, I have an example. It maybe is not a perfect fit, but it's most recently reported to me. The Chinese have a new fifth-generation fighter aircraft called the J-35. It's a twin engine, and right now they're just showing it off at their air shows. I'm told by people who study these matters that it should be named the J-35. Thank you very much, Lockheed Martin. Now, that happened many years ago, but it is not now being talked about. At least challenged in the information space, that the Chinese stole the plans for the F-35 and now call their plane the J-35. Is that useful when we come up with a winning economic strategy?
Well, it certainly is, to take into account that the Chinese have been engaged in probably the greatest continuing act of theft in human history, and that theft is of IP, intellectual product, of American companies, of European companies, of other companies, including secrets about how to manufacture top of the line, most advanced stealth aircraft. And so absolutely a part of a successful economic strategy is developing tools, mechanisms, both to block Chinese theft of our intelligence, of our knowledge, of our intellectual product, and importantly, to punish, to impose costs on them for this theft.
All right, and we go very quickly. An economic team, develop a budget for the team, safeguard America, and take targeted economic action. There, we'll stop there. The NSDD must take into account that we're being robbed daily. That their agents, it's just anecdote, Peter. I'm not the FBI. But we have plenty of anecdotes to add up to the fact that something concerted is going on. If you doubt it, what about that balloon in Montana? Okay.
Indeed.
So what have the Biden people done? What do we need to do in 25?
One thing we need to do is that when approach American borders, we shoot them down. That is not hard to do with today's fighter aircraft. So, the report makes a number of very concrete proposals about how we launch economic statecraft against China. Here's the first area. We need to reduce American reliance on critical minerals that the Chinese have, if not a monopoly on, they exercise great control over a variety of these minerals that are crucial to semiconductors and high-tech industry. We need to reduce our reliance there. We also need to reduce our reliance on biopharmaceuticals from China and semiconductors themselves from China. We need, as I've already suggested, to restrict Chinese investment in the United States. because of the malign ways they take advantage of our markets. We need to use our courts better and international courts better to sanction the Chinese theft of IP. We need to sanction the Chinese more for their illicit support of Russia and Iran, their facilitation of the fentanyl crisis, and as where we began, for the continued perpetration of atrocities against the Uyghurs. There's really no shortage of areas in which the United States could more aggressively join issue with China and economic competition.
The legal arsenal document, a recommendation. I read it from the report. America's legal arsenal should be deployed to combat the CCP's role in the fentanyl crisis, the theft of intellectual property, and unfair trade practices. I go to the fentanyl. Is that established to the American people? Have the Biden people, did you, in your time in State Department, did you make it clear to America that fentanyl's on purpose? This isn't heroin sneaking around the borders. This is a state policy. Is that being said?
We didn't do as much as we could have, but in the spring and summer of 2020, Secretary of State Pompeo organized four speeches. He delivered the final one. The first three were delivered by the head of the FBI, the head of the National Security Council, and Attorney General Barr, head of the Department of Justice. And all of those three speeches, in addition to Secretary Pompeo's, did bring into focus the various dimensions of the China challenge, including the fentanyl crisis. But did we do enough? Not nearly. I think Congress, on both the Democratic and Republican side, is converging in appreciating the seriousness of the China challenge. But the federal government is a long way from having adequately educated the American people about the urgency and the magnitude of the China challenge.
I'm speaking to Peter Berkowitz of the Hoover Institution, who participated in the creation of from a nonprofit research organization called the China Economic and Strategy Initiative to identify what is to be done with the new administration. When we come back, much more.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.